nappyafro.com.
What color are these people?
They are niggas.
Oh, shit.
You are now tuned into the dopest podcast for the dopest network on the internet. This is the Frocast episode 282. Woo! 282! I'm your man, Saul Wright, aka the Black Alex P. Keaton, aka Shupak Shakur, aka the Boss Kick Ross, aka Albert Shuhos, aka Notorious K.I.X., and aka the man the most, Jack Swagless. I'm sitting in with the homie King Germ. Say what's up to the people, bro.
What's going on, man, people? It's your boy King Germ, aka the People's Champ, aka the most electrifying motherfucking podcast of the day, aka the next door neighbor of Danny Tanner, aka LeBron Flames, aka the King of the Lames, aka the illegitimate son of Carl Weathers, aka I had another aka, but it left because I'm sober. I'm sober, people. I'm sorry, man. This might be a horrible show today. I'm sober, so bear with me. My head is too clear. I got all these thoughts running through here, and it's not good.
That means that he's probably going to fuck it up at some point.
I do want to say, man, you know, rest in power to old Shao Mecca, a.k.a. Mwazi Kotoko. I don't know how you said that, a.k.a. Keyboard. What other name she had over there on that site, man? Rest man. In power. Man. Fuck cancer.
Fuck cancer for real, bro.
Like, yo, it's weird that people I never met, but I've been cool with for like a decade. You know what I'm saying? From just online talks when they pass away, and it's just like it's awkward because, you know, it's like you feel some type of connection to the person because, you know, y'all have had real dialogue. You know what I'm saying? Just because I haven't met you or touched you, pause. You know what I'm saying? Don't mean I don't. You know, me and you ain't got some kind of, you know. But yeah, man. So, man.
It's one of those things because when you meet people online, you tend to cut through the bullshit.
Yeah.
At least you think you do. You feel like you automatically target. Because before catfishing and all that shit, you thought you was fucking with the person for who they were. Like, what are you bullshitting for?
Yeah.
And from that site, it's a lot of people that we met. Like, everybody's going to have their memories. They're going to have that moment because we're talking about somebody passes. Be like, yeah, I remember this. I remember talking to that motherfucker for hours. We were talking about music. So once she found out I was fucking with Nappy Afro, she was like, oh, I got such and such music, and she sent me one of her songs. I was like, yo, that's dope. And then she linked me to a video. I was like, yo, you put out the mixtape, we can put it on the site. And that became like the running joke for about a week and a half, 2 weeks. Yo, Shot, what's up with that music? It's coming, bro, it's coming. Yo, like every day I was back and forth. What's up with that music? I got this new one. Okay, fuck the new one. When's the mixtape? And we laughed and shit about that for about a week and a half, too. And then I stopped fucking with that site and shit like that, but she was just cool people. When you saw her on the board, she was cool as fuck.
She got along with everybody. We had online beef, and then one day we were just like, I was like, yo, man, I hit up, and I was like, man, why are we beefing? She was like, I don't know.
You know what I'm saying? Cool as shit.
And after that, we were cool as a fucking fan, man. So that's why I was like, yo.
Cool as shit.
Yeah, it's a lot of like people I've been dealing with online that I felt like if I met them in person, like if I ever met Pepe J from Beatmore, I feel like it went, you know, after we got, oh, what's up, bro, bro? And it'd be more smooth selling because, you know, I feel like I know, bro. You know what I'm saying? Right. So it's just, you know, that was real fucked up. I ain't expect to get that news yesterday. But when I got it, I was like, damn, man. You know what I'm saying? But it did bring back a good moment for that site yesterday because all the fucking heads rolled through. And, like, I was like, damn, so many people we ain't seen on this site in years.
That's dope.
Paid their respects and shit, man. I was just like, wow. I'm talking about all of them came out the damn woodwork. Like, I was like, whoa. So, you know, that let you know that you was really, you know, you was loved by a lot of people, strangers and everything. So, you know, rest in power, Shop. I ain't going to say your real name because, you know what I'm saying, Stacy. Rest in power, Stacy, man. You know what I'm saying? You know,
I'm going to have to roll up in there and post up because like I said, that was cool people. And I hit up Koku immediately. I was like, yo, Cokes, like, what the fuck? Because I didn't know. Like, of course.
Nobody knew.
Except like the people that, she was close like, to.
Yeah, like the ones that are real close to her. And you know what I'm saying? But, you know, none of us, you know, they ain't nobody knew nothing. So, you know.
Yeah, I hit her up and I was like, yo, you straight? And Cokes responded. She was like, yeah, I'm good, you know. And she handled it as best she could. Like, I don't want to be that nigga hitting up the person close to the person that passed with my baggage, because it's kind of fucked up. Yeah, I didn't go there with it. I was just like, damn, you know, I'm just checking to make sure you straight. And, you know, I might have a couple wooden nickels to rub together if you need something, but, you know, I'm just making sure you straight, because Cokes is one of them Teflon motherfuckers. She ain't going to let you know that she fucked up. But she fucked up.
Yep.
She fucked up. That was a homegirl. So, good way to kick off the show, John. Straight up. Real talk. Rest in peace. So, we got this show popping today. It's some shit on here that I'm looking at. Every time I get this list, you know, I try and debate on how early I should look at the list. And this one I didn't look at until very late because I was doing other shit. And Jerm, is this shit... Well, that's also true. That's also true. Is this shit real?
Yes, it's real. All of these are real, sorry. I don't make up anything. We're not striving. We're not starving for content that King Jerm goes up and makes up this shit.
All right, so the first topic you got on here, this is from medicaldaily.com. I don't know that this is a real fucking site. Birth control shot.
Medical Daily, that sounds legit to me.
It sounds legit, but it also says weird medicine, the grapevine, the hill. All this shit is at the top of the page. Under the hood, all of this shit is at the top of the page. Sounds like some bullshit to me. But we're going to go ahead and read the story for what it is.
Yes.
Birth control shot. Gel injection to make male reproductive system into male reproductive system stops pregnancy. And there's a picture of monkeys. I'm already like, bruh, this is some bullshit. They tested this on monkeys. Or let me say, this is Vasigel? Come on, Vasigel. This sounds like it. This sounds like some bullshit. They did a monkey trial, and apparently it will stop you from being able to get somebody pregnant. It blocks the sperm, thus pregnancy without a condom.
Yep.
I have so many questions.
The Vasigel blocks the passage of sperm from the testicles into the penis when injected into their connecting tube called the vas deferens.
Right.
Some of y'all that didn't take sex education don't know about the vas deferens.
That's why I got that fucking name, Vasigel. follow the bouncy ball, you motherfuckers. Germ, are the streets lining up with niggas to get shot to first of all, where is the shot given?
Let's see. I don't know where the shot is given, but let's just say that the side effects weren't too good.
What you mean?
You know, the Jekyll work on large animals. Let me see. They haven't started the human trials yet, but what they say? I guess some of the animals had some side effects in it, but this is a good fucking a groundbreaking, you know, discovery right here. Because just think about it. You can shoot the club up all you want, and you shooting blanks. You know what I'm saying? So everybody can have. I wonder, does it stop STDs, though?
No. It's just stopping sperm.
Yeah. I wonder what a side effect could be. Like, your shit. Like, you can't just. So just think. Okay, if it's stopping the sperm, wouldn't your sperm get built up, and then you get blue balls?
So that's why I said I have questions, because depending on what they mean by blocking the sperm, it could mean several different things. Blocking could mean that it's breaking down the sperm so that by the time you ejaculate, there's no active sperm, there's no live sperm. It could mean that it has a different coating on it, because sometimes they have shit that will, because it says gel, it sounds like it's coating the sperm so that the sperm can't do what it needs to do. I would hate to think that it means that blocking means that it's blocking up your vas deferens with old ass sperm, and then you piss it out later. That doesn't make sense. That can't be it.
You can't piss and nut at the same time unless you're R. Kelly. Just be on the record.
Right, that's true. But if you get done when you're done bussing, and then you go to pee, this shit is just all it's just all weird. I need to know where you're getting this shot at. Because that's definitely going to change the number from commas to triple digits.
Yeah, they said the side effects were comparable to what men may experience after a vasectomy. Like,
So your nuts hurt. You got abdominal pain, uncomfortable shit like that.
That's not worth it. It's not worth it. I put a condom on.
What that also tells me is that you must be getting this shot in your balls.
You got to get it somewhere down there.
So, no. there's not a lot of people who are going to take this shot.
Nah, man. Nobody, yeah, you're not going to stick me a needle in my nuts, man. Sorry. Nowhere down there. Nuh-uh.
I would go as far as to say that if this is done in this country, in these United States of America, and you're a black man, and you go in here for this, you will be sterilized. I promise you. I promise you. They gonna pull the okie doke for your ass. When they see your name, when they see Terrence Carter, you getting that okie doke shot. I promise you. And you gonna be like, man, this shot is great.
Any dude with 10 kids, they should like make them get this. Like, if you got 10 kids, you can't take care of them. They be like, nah, nigga, we giving you the Vasagel shot. Like, since you can't stop fucking, we gonna slow down your motherfucking sperm. Like, Antonio Cromartie needs this. Like,
see, Germ, he's already Jeremy, you just became a white dude.
What are you talking about? I said man that has 10 or more kids is not taking care of them. There's some deadbeat white daddies out there.
My point is that they've done this shit, and they're doing this in certain places where judges are trading your jail time for sterilization.
I would trade my jail time for sterilization.
That's
that means
bullshit.
I can spend time with my kids instead of being behind bars.
That shouldn't be the option, especially when we know that the jail is fucked up. So if I'm in jail on some bullshit charges, the only way for me to give out is to give up my chance of making more kids? That's bullshit, especially when jails are overpopulated with black people.
But if you're in jail for not taking care of your kids, and the only way out was like, look, it's all right. We see you got 9 kids here that you don't take care of. We don't want you to be in my court again for the 10th kid. So we're either gonna suspend your sentence and let you get this fucking Vasagel, or you gonna go behind bars for 9 months and you still gonna, you know what I'm saying? Come on, man, it's all right. So you wouldn't do that?
No, because the problem is that that's not gonna make me take care of the previous 9 kids I have. That's gonna stop it from being 10. But you're not correcting the problem with the 9. So if you still have the other shit in place where you're going to take my license, you're going to make it harder for me to work, you're going to stop me from being able to leave the state, all the bullshit that they do with child support, if none of that changes and all I'm doing is being sterilized, you still haven't fixed shit other than there won't be a 10th.
But that's what we don't want. We can't afford another 10th. Like that. You know how much it costs to have a baby, dog?
You can't afford the 9. So help me afford the 9 instead of worrying about the 10th. Help me afford the 9. How about if you're going to make me sterile, how about you help me get a job with the state? A good state paying job.
I might do that. I mean, you get on the sterile list, I get you a job.
How about you do that anyway if you want me to take care of my kids? That's what I'm saying.
I need to sterilize you to do this. Make sure you don't make no more kids. I don't want you being able to work and make more babies.
Are we doing this equilaterally across the board? What about for the white people who are on welfare and they're falsely on welfare? What about that shit? What about that? Are we breaking into homes and taking their kids and sterilizing their ass? Are we doing that?
That's a good one. It's all right, because they are cracking down on welfare fraud right now. There's been a lot of welfare people. I've seen people on the news for welfare fraud, and I mean they are fucking. It's under attack. And ever since Trump been in office, man, they're going through the welfare papers with a fine tooth comb, and they're locking people up.
Let me help you with this diagram. So right now we're cracking down on welfare fraud, and the trope is that the people on welfare are in low income areas and or hooked on drugs. Right, that's usually how it works.
That's what they say. Yeah.
All right. So if we're going in here and we're taking you off welfare, but we are supporting and sponsoring drug abuse programs and drug recovery programs, aren't we just trading the shit? If I'm taking you off welfare, but I'm putting you in a state-sponsored drug program because it's an epidemic now. Now we got commercials and shit on TV because it's taking over America. We're just switching this shit over.
You know how we love to rehab people in America, man. We feel like we can rehab anybody. So I guess
no, we feel like we can rehab white people.
Yeah.
That's all that is.
So black people not there's no rehab. Send them to jail. That's rehab for black people. But then when you get out of jail, you can't get a job because, you know, everything on the application say, have you ever had a misdemeanor, a felony? Have you ever did it? And now you're disqualified.
The idea of rehab means that we're going to restore you to a place before problems. I don't believe that this country believes that black people are without problems. There is no rehab for black people. Because we don't believe that they're without problems anyway. That's why we've never been invested in rehabbing black people. Black family, black male, black female, black children. There is no idea of rehabbing some shit that's been broke because it's broke. We broke it. That's what the fuck it's supposed to be. Because when this shit came out in the 80s, we was talking about war on drugs. We was locking people the fuck up for having crack and weed and shit. Now these motherfuckers, these snowflakes is getting hooked on drugs. And we got commercials on TV. We got shit sponsored by goddamn insurance. Are you kidding me? Anyway, how do we even get there? I'm sorry.
You got on your little your soapbox.
I'm sorry, man. Let me put my Stokely away. Let's get back to the point at hand. Monkeys can't have babies. That's what the fuck we're talking about. If you was out in these streets, yeah. If you was out in these streets, would you take this shot?
Hell no.
Because of the side effects, or because you just don't like the idea?
Both. Like I'm not a side effect person. Like if I read something, what'd you say?
I said you had to think about that for a minute.
Oh no, I didn't have to think of it at all. I mean, I'm not a side effect person at all. So that one, and then I might want a kid. You know what I'm saying? Who knows? I might meet the girl of my dreams, and I'm like, yo, I want to have a baby with her. Like, you know what I'm saying? It just don't happen. Because I'm like, damn, I took that fast jail. Shit, you know what I'm saying? And I wonder, is it a one shot and you're done, or is it a repeated process? I wonder. Like, do you have to get this once a month? Like, you know, girls got to take their birth control, like either the depot shot or the everyday pill. Like, I wonder which one is it. Like, is it a forever? Does it wear off? Like, what if you jack off? Can you jack off enough to get the vasogel out? You know what I'm saying? Or I don't know, man. It's just tricky here. So, right.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's something that you have to continue to do, because otherwise it would just be a vasectomy. So it's some shit you got to keep up with. I can't imagine going up every 6 months and putting your balls on the table and getting stuck in your balls, and then you're supposed to go out and fuck. How about you just work on your pull-out game, nigga? You know, or use condoms. How about both? I would probably still, even if I got the shot, I would still use a condom.
Condoms are trash, though, so all right.
I don't give a shit. I don't want to wake up and have green balls. How about that? How about that? I will take a little bit lesser pleasure to wake up tomorrow and know that I'm not gonna have green balls. I'm with that. I would rather not have that package. That's just me personally. If you got the package and you live in, more power to you. I'm not disparaging you. I'm just saying I would rather not have to deal with that shit. So I'm just gonna continue to wear a condom in these streets. That's what I would say. I'm married and I wear a condom.
Don't tell nobody else this, all right?
I don't give a fuck. I don't want no kids.
You don't want kids, all right?
I don't want kids. No, this fucking world is trash. There's no way I'm giving birth. No, I do not want a kid in these streets. There's no, no, no.
World is trash.
No, if I have a kid, I will adopt like a 25-year-old grown-ass person. I do not want a kid that I've been attached to and watch him grow and watch him turn into some bullshit because he saw something online or somebody decided to pick him up in the mall. I'm not turning into a Halle Berry movie. I do not want kids. I'm not doing it.
So Miss Wright come to you tomorrow like, yo, I want a baby. What you gonna do?
You got a choice to make, sweetheart. If you is this more important to you than this marriage? And that's not even said with no malice. If your desire to have kids, which is that's your right. I understand that. If that's what you want, I'm not going to be the dude around. So I will allow you to be free and find another nigga to have that kid with.
God damn, what's all right?
Have a beautiful life. Have a beautiful life. I will not hold you back from your dreams. If that's the dream on your agenda, and we've had this conversation. Yo, where are you with this kid shit? Because I'm not getting any closer. You good? You know all right, shit.
You know my thoughts on it when we first got married?
It did change. So when we first got married, I was like, I'm not sure. It was something that that's what it was. I was like, yo, I'm not sure. And she wasn't sure either. I was like, okay, cool. We'll just keep revisiting this fucking situation. And we had a talk a couple years ago. It's like, yo, I know you're getting older. I'm getting older too. What the fuck are your thoughts? Because I'm inching closer and closer to hell now. How about that?
And sorry, you never go put no ding ding sauce up in the freezer for her just in case she changed her mind.
No ding ding sauce, bro. No ding ding sauce. Dang. No ding ding sauce. I just
shout like, out to Marshawn
Lynch. Yeah, I'm at the point now to where if somebody can't, because you know this happens like on Jamie Foxx show, motherfucking Junior end up finding out he had a daughter. He's like 60 years old and remarried and shit. And this woman comes up and she's 30 years old. You're my father. He's like, what the fuck? I would be fucked up if somebody came from my past and was like, by the way, you've got a kid. I'd be like, bitch, no. No, I don't want a kid. It's not even about you and your situation because fuck you. I left you. So that's not the situation. I don't want a kid. The end.
That's what's up.
I don't even want a pet. Goddamn.
I want to be Uncle Saul. I don't want to be dad. No, you call me Uncle.
I'm barely Uncle Saul, nigga. I'm not the dude. I'm barely Uncle Saul. Motherfucker hit me up, Uncle. I'm like, hey, who the fuck is this? Hey, oh, okay, my bad.
Whoa, calm down.
Let's not get too close. Just stick with Saul Wright.
So do you not like kids at all? You don't like them or you just don't want them?
No, I don't have a problem with kids. I just don't want to be responsible for a kid.
I got you.
Like, even when I used to watch my niece, I'd be like, oh, what the fuck do I do with her? What is this like? I'm gonna do you a solid, bro. But what do I? That motherfucker came over. Was like, here's the PlayStation.
Here's the TV.
That motherfucker play PlayStation. Yep. That motherfucker got hungry. Hey, let's go to Jack in the Box. And that's all it took. I was the greatest uncle in the world. I was the greatest uncle in the world because that's all I did. We went out to eat, and that motherfucker tried to walk away and leave a purse. Hey, get your goddamn purse. That was the end. I done my job. I was successful. That's it. That's it. Once we start talking about college and shit, hey, all right, you grown now? Okay, I'm gonna give you news just like I give news on the streets. This is where you should be at. That's not what you want to do? Fuck it then. Good luck. That's all I got. Son, man,
he went over to one of my friend's house one time. He was just like, man, I really liked his house, man, because he'll let you just go in the pantry and eat whatever you want. Like, he said.
See?
He said he got all the snacks. He don't care whatever you ate. He loved, like, he was probably about, like, 4 or 5 when he went over there. But he still remembered that. Like, he was like, man, I remember going to your friend's house and eating all the little Debbie's. And he Bulldog Phil didn't care. He was just like, yo, man, whatever, man. Let the kids just wild out. Like, he let kids do whatever the fuck they want to do at his house. You want to play the game? Play the game. You want to eat? Let's eat. You want to smoke some weed? We smoke some weed. Like, it don't matter.
and see, that shit was great when you were a kid. But when you're an adult, you look at that and you're like, what the fuck? Look, my best friend growing up in grade school, his mother was the lunch lady. So when I went over his house, there was rolls of fucking soda and chips and shit everywhere. Everywhere. Nigga, do you know how many Mountain Dews I had in the day?
Oh, my God.
It would just go for it. And Mountain Dew was the soda choice. Nigga, I would have like 8 Mountain Dews. We was bouncing off the fucking walls. We could curse. The nigga had porn. This shit was fantastic. That's horrible. Now I'm like, that's fucking horrible. I'd be that father. Hey, yeah, nigga. Just look. Just don't get shot. Don't steal no shit. Do whatever the fuck else you want to do. I don't know.
Yeah, no bones. Yeah, just, you know.
And then when you fuck up, I'm going to punch you in your chest. And then there you go. That's fatherhood.
Yeah, because that's why I'm glad my kids are like, my son's 14, my daughter about to be 12. Like, they're on autopilot now. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, I don't have to, you know, they learn how to cook now and shit. So it's like, I'm doing less and less. Like, I ain't washed dishes in like 3 years. You know, it's little stuff. Like, I don't take out the trash no more. Like, it's a whole lot of stuff. Like, you know, I can't wait till we get a bigger yard so we cut the grass. I'm like, yo, I mean, I like cutting grass, so that's one thing that I will always do, cut grass. But of course, there's going to be some of them days I'm not going to feel like it. But yo, go out there and cut that fucking grass. But I only got 4 more years at home with my son, and I got 6 more years with my daughter. So I'm going to be kidless in 6 years. I ain't got no kids in my house, man. So when we doing Frocast, like, episode 600 and something, I'm gonna be like, yo, shit going to be lit.
Y'all have a good time with that, man. Y'all have a good time with that.
Listen, it's all right. I told you. Like I told in the text, ain't nobody going nowhere.
The fuck ever, bro. Ain't no 600B. You know what? Especially with this fatherhood shit, I can't imagine having a daughter. I literally think I would be horrible if I had a daughter.
No, you wouldn't, man.
There's no. One nigga online say some shit. One creepy nigga give her a look. Oh my god, I'm not built for that, bro. I'm not built for that. I can't do it. My niece got her heart broken by somebody, and I was ready for war, nigga. I'm 40. I'm 40 years old. I was ready to hit them streets, bro. This is my niece. I'm not built for this shit, dog. And
actually, I think more people. You are, my dude.
Nah, man, that's. I think if more people were real with themselves, it'd be less kids running around here. Because some of you motherfuckers got kids, and you're not supposed to have kids. You're terrible.
People don't say, hey, fuck. See, that's the side effect of fucking, is having a baby. And if you know, you know what I'm saying? So if
that's
you
the side don't effect like of fucking raw.
Yes, I mean, you know, say, condoms ain't 100%, man. You know,
niggas is not out here busting condoms like that. This ain't the goddamn 60s. The condoms is not busting like that. If you busting condoms like that regularly, you're raping women. You need to report yourself and go to jail.
Or you're putting them on wrong.
Yeah, you're fucking up and you need to go to jail. You're a deviant.
You got to squeeze that air out at the top, man. We put the motherfucker on.
You got to put it on before you put the hole in it, nigga. You're going, you're a deviant. Go to jail. That's what needs to happen to you. I'm not built for this parent shit. I'm not the one. I like coming home and buying shoes that are way too expensive and playing games that are way too expensive on a TV that's way too expensive. That's what I like doing. I don't like having to be responsible. See, but then you got to make choices. I don't want to have to make the choice between the Jordan 11s or your lunch for the week. I don't want to make that choice.
That's the ultimate sacrifice of being a parent, which brings us to our next topic, sacrificing of being a parent.
What would that be, sir? Go for it.
Okay. I was on Twitter this week, and this was like the story of like this over the weekend. Old girl said, she said, that's not it. The girl is DK Vega. I don't want to forget her name because she said she's not going to. She said, people screenshot my. I'm not going to take it down. So her name is DK Vega.
K spelled out.
K-A-Y-V-E-G-A. She said, that's not it. Let's say there's a burning building. I can save my child or I can save my husband. I'm saving my husband. I don't want to raise a child without my spouse if I can help it. My child can't help me mourn the loss of my husband. My child can't help fill the void left by my soulmate. And what kind of mother would that lead me to be? Now I'm saving him. Life is hard. Let that baby miss the turmoil and die in bliss. And for as fucked up as it sounds, we can have another baby.
Oh my God.
See what I'm saying?
Jesus Christ.
So basically what she's saying, if there's a burning building, mm-hmm. and you can only save one person, it's between her husband and her child, she's saving the husband and leaving the child at a burn. Now, I can't do that. I'm saving my kid. I mean, much as I love Queen Germ, if I had to choose between her and the kids, and I'm pretty sure she'd tell you the same thing, she'll grab the kids and let me burn. And it's just, I couldn't sit there. I couldn't do that. Like, cause I made my kid. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I have to say that. Now, your parents made you. And so, I don't understand it. I mean, I know what you're going to say. It's all right because you hate all kids.
I do not hate kids. I would actually say is that I would save my wife and the kid and I would die. I would pull the wife out, pull the kid out, and then my legs is caught and I'm burning.
Okay, let me ask you a question. Sorry, I'm gonna put a hypothetical on your part. House is on fire. Mm-hmm. You can save your wife or your custom your little shoe crate that you got with like your six favorite pair of shoes in it. What you grab?
My wife, nigga. These shoes. Look, I can get more shoes.
Okay, well yeah, you probably I can get more shoes. They're gonna be smoke damaged anyway, so nah, that's okay. I'm just gonna save my wife.
Nigga, I can get more shoes. I'm not concerned with that shit. This question is so problematic. If I could only save one. Like, here's the other side of it. So let's say you save the husband. The kid perishes. You think that nigga want to be with you?
Hey, lying.
You let this kid die? I'm not fucking with you no more. Yeah, I'm not fucking with you no more.
Yeah, I done lived 30-some years. This kid little. He ain't lived nothing. You don't never know. You know what I'm saying? So... then people talking about somewhere the Bible say, you know, they talking about then the dude that I got the tweet from, he was like, they giving Shorty a hard time, but even the Bible say that it's like, whoa, are we the Bible, like the Bible killed kids. Like in the Bible, they made you sacrifice your kid to say you love the Lord. Like a man had to kill his kid. I don't know what the story was because, you know, I don't pay attention too much, but I do recall a man had to sacrifice one of his kids.
He was supposed to sacrifice his son. I believe it was Abraham was supposed to sacrifice his son. And guy went ahead. Guy kind of played a joke with him. He's like, if you love me, you'll sacrifice your son. And after fighting it off, he set it up. He was going to sacrifice him. And God was like, nah, never mind. I was just testing
you. Bullshit.
Yeah, nigga. I was just bullshitting. You know what I'm saying? Or, you know, the story of Job, you know, God tested the fuck out of him and released plagues on his kids and shit like that. And at the end, he was like, you back in the house. Like that bullshit.
Are you telling me God was a prankster? He was the original prankster?
Nigga, yes. Imagine if you were a slave. And they give you freedom, and they say, look, you can be free forever. Just don't look back. And then one of the motherfuckers look back because that's what the fuck you do when you're running away from shit to make sure that shit is behind you. And you die because you look back? That's fucked up.
Damn.
God wasn't playing. Like, yo, you can get out of this town. I'm going to show you how to get free, but don't look back. If you look back, you're going to turn into a pillar of salt. And you running away, you turn around and look, and that motherfucker's dead? Come on, bruh. God in the Bible was on some bullshit.
Queen Germ, quick question. Hey, you're live on air. The hypothetical I brought up to you the other day, and now it's time for you to let the millions
and millions
of people know how you feel. The house is burning. Me and one of the kids in the house, you can only save one of us. Who are you saving?
I'm going to tell you I love you, and I'm going to get my child.
Okay, and as you should, because if that's you grab you me do. And let the kid burn... We done. Like, after I get out of the ambulance and get all that smoke out my chest, I'm saying, what the fuck is wrong with you? Why you let the baby die? And I feel you should do the same way. If I grab you and let one of the kids, you should be mad with me. Like, nigga, what is you doing?
Like, I mean, I'm about to live my life, so.
Yeah.
If nothing else, I got to save the children.
Oh, there's... Early winner this week, man. I got to get Queen Jern. She's my early winner this week. She's Greek now. I don't want to say organization because I don't want to get her in trouble.
Oh, well, there you go.
Yeah, but she's, you know, been rocking it every day since.
Every day since.
So, that's how that's how the Neos go, bro. That's how it go with the Neos.
That's Neo life.
That's what it's called?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that Neo life. She's going to be wearing Perry every day for about the next month.
Yeah. Definitely.
And she got a damn bunch of that shit. I felt bad the little shit I bought. I was like, damn, man, you ain't not, damn, she got a whole bunch of shit.
Pocketbook, matching wallet, clothes for days. I got at least 2 weeks worth.
Damn. That's just, and then she's an excessive person, so she's gonna have at least 3 months worth of nailia, as the Greeks say, nailia.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I'm mad at the props to you, Queen, for getting that done.
I won't, you know, GQ Blue fucked around and said his shit now. Like, Blue, that's why Blue can't come on the Frocast no more because he didn't let out everybody into his real life. And now, you know, we record this shit and shit's still up. And, you know, we thought, you know, I don't know. GQ, he can never run for governor like he want to, man. He's going to get buried.
Like, he better than Blue.
He gonna, I mean, nah, it's just that, you know, he's going to have to pay us to keep it quiet. Like, yo, as soon as he goes serious, we're like, yo, we can erase you, but it's going to cost you. Like, it's going to cost you.
Like, not even for the fam?
Not even for the fam. She's going to have to give us 50 grand a piece. A piece a year.
That no.
What? Because anytime, hey, it could come out at any time, GQ. Just let you know, my dude.
I just like to point out how I didn't say shit that whole time.
It's all right, didn't say anything, but I'm going to make sure it's all right, get this cut, since I'm such a bad friend.
No, you are, but it's okay.
I mean, it bleeds into everything else he does. So.
Yeah, and, you know, we just accept you for the scumbag you are, and it's all right.
A snitch, a scumbag. Oh my god!
Well, you are a snitch.
I am not a snitch.
But you a snitch?
I'm gonna talk about that and keep it 100.
The line that we students was getting threatened, thinking about snitches. Some people in the class were cheating, so they were asked to tell on each other.
Oh man!
And they did.
Okay.
So
that's honorable.
Yeah. Like I said, there's no honor amongst thieves. That's what the people say. So,
not thieves, we're students.
Yeah, but the thing was, because they were threatened with the fact that bonus points were going to be taken away if they didn't tell on each other. So right?
See, that's the incentive. Yeah, that's snitching.
So, the thing is, the person put in their group me is not no more snitches get stitches. Snitches get to keep their bonus points. So, they was telling on everybody.
Wow.
Yeah, but how are you proving it? Like, because I would just tell on niggas that I don't like so I could get extra points.
And that's the same thing that I said. But because it ain't my class, I let people do what they want to do. And I just said, hey, go hard on the next test. Because you really, I mean, like, you got proof, but you need people to commit to it. But the thing was, only things I would accept is people who came to me and turned themselves in. Because you shouldn't be lying on yourself. I wouldn't accept the word of the street.
Who's going to tell that I cheated on the test?
Oh, and they did.
Them niggas stupid. Oh,
them niggas stupid, yeah.
That's yeah, I mean, and I ain't trying to tell them how to get away with it. But that's what I said. I said, well, when you commit to a crime, don't just commit the crime. Commit to it.
Yeah.
Because if I did it, you got to prove that I did it. You're not going to just have video. You're going to have audio. Because I could be sneezing on the tape that made me jerk or move my head. You're not going to use that. You're going to have to see what I said. And if, you know what I'm saying, that was something that was not right, then you proceed. But I wouldn't have turned myself in.
Hell no. Nah.
But they did. Stupid. They did.
I cheated on
damn.
I cheated on several tests and several classes in college. I cheated my way all the way through college algebra. And if I got caught, I'm not telling on the other niggas in class that was cheating.
Nope. I just take my L.
Yeah.
I'm taking the L. But now if I'm not cheating and everybody is cheating and I know that they're cheating and you talking about taking away my points because these niggas cheating, I ain't got no friends in class, bro. I'm not failing the class because you was fucking up. That's not gonna happen.
Yeah.
So that's not gonna happen.
You're interesting today. We had people talking about they was gonna commit suicide.
God damn. But see these weak ass kids these days. You'll kill yourself over some grades or zero.
I wouldn't even care.
Man, I'd be like, man, fuck it. I just take this class over next semester.
Thank you.
I'm not gonna kill myself. Like, man.
You on suicide watch what? Now?
Niggas. So, sorry, what's something to put you on suicide watch besides your favorite Jordan being sold out and you had a ticket to buy it that day? What's something else, all right?
Losing my job and being unemployed for 3 years.
That'll put you on suicide watch?
Nigga, I was ready.
Oh, shit.
I was ready, bruh. I lost my job. I was unemployed for 3 years after looking for a job. I was fucked up in the game, nigga. Sorry, I was ready.
Well, I'm glad you didn't do it.
Yeah, me too, man.
I don't know. My wife could have been cakey if I just went ahead and did it, but I couldn't figure out how I wanted to do it. Like, how you gonna do it?
Do insurance don't pay for suicide, bro? No, they
don't. I don't know. I would have gave her a shot.
I'm telling you, they don't. I looked into it.
I'm black. I could have made it look like a fucking suicide. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, you're right. I'm black. I could have stole a fucking cigar or some shit. You know what I'm saying? Or sold some loose cigarettes outside. It would have went down the same way.
Walked around a white with a hoodie on with a Arizona tee in your pocket.
You see what I'm saying? Like, it could have went down, you know?
Yeah.
It's not hard. The topic we're talking about with the saving the spouse from the burning building, there was studies, and I had to look it back up. There were studies that have survivor's remorse is a real thing, to where if Queen Germ had an issue and King Germ, you went ahead and you gave her your kidney, right? And after that life saving situation, she might decide that she don't want to fucking be with you no more because she realizes how valuable life is, and she's like, you know what? This ain't the person I was supposed to be with. And because I came so close to death, I want to be free to do my real life. And it's not with you.
And you can be free. Give me my motherfucking kidney back. You can be free as you want to be, but you're going to give me that motherfucking kidney back. I'm like, yo, I need that back. Like, that's all I want back. Let me see how good your life is without that motherfucking kidney.
Niggas said, give me my motherfucking kidney back.
I'm just a scumbag.
I gave you my kidney. You the scumbag for wanting to leave with my kidney.
Not really.
Did you give her the kidney?
You had an epiphany that this was not the life for you, and I would wish you well. I would say,
after you didn't save my life.
Yeah.
Are you crazy?
You don't owe me nothing.
I do owe you something. To keep living. I'm not gonna, man.
Exactly. To keep living. Keep living. Living your best life. So, did you donate the kidney? Did you donate the kidney because you wanted to give her the kidney? Or did you donate the kidney because you wanted her to be your wife forever?
I gave her the kidney because I loved her and I wanted her to live.
With so you. That shouldn't exactly. change.
Okay, well, you find a nigga that can match up with that kidney, with your kind, what you need, that next nigga you meet, if you're still alive, you know what I'm saying? You meet, you get the kidney from the next nigga. I want my shit back. I don't give a fuck if it can't. If the doctor say, hey, we can't put it back in your body, I don't give a fuck. Put it in the jar. Keep it here. You know what I'm saying? I'll step on that shit. Smash it in the ground. Like, oh, she want to leave me? Well, you ain't going to have no more. Hey, all right. Get back on the list, nigga. That's what I tell you.
There have been a couple cases where that shit happened. So, yeah, you got to think about that, man. Save the baby. At the end of the day, save the baby. Yeah. If you're saving your spouse, you ain't shit.
If she saved her husband, she can make another kid. You ain't gonna make another. Like, I was just like, is this man?
Somebody told the same story, but they used a different analogy. It was a war story, like during Vietnam, and they were loading people up, and you're only allowed to take one thing or person with you. And so the lady was walking onto, and I don't know how true the story is, just how I heard it on the radio. And the guy, the officer, told the lady, he said, you can only take one with you. She had a pig and she had a kid. And he said, you can only take one. She threw the kid in the water.
Get the fuck out of here. A pig?
And she said, because the pig, she would be able to raise her farm and get her money back up quickly. She can make another kid. It was the same analogy.
But you can, the kid can get a job and you can sell your kid into slavery and get your money back. Like, what are you doing?
Sell the kid into slavery. Is that what you just said?
I'm just saying.
If it was all about the money.
If it was all about the money, I mean, you could be like, hey, I'm put you on Craigslist and you're going to be... You know what I'm saying? I could pimp my kid out if that was the case. You know what I'm saying? If I just need the money to rebuild my farm.
Hey, like I said, some of these motherfuckers don't need to be parents. Just like that picture that you posted on your Facebook. Hey, of the mother, the mother and the son. I don't... So I had a conversation. When that shit with Just Hilarious came out, I had a conversation with my wife. And her stance was, you can't tell somebody how to parent their kid. And I'm like, this is not a parenting conversation. We're talking about borderline porn shit. You got your naked son straddling your lap. That's not okay. That's not okay. And so when I saw that picture and the lady is kissing her son on the mouth, I think parents kissing the kids on the mouth, that's whatever. That doesn't bother me.
That's a passionate kiss on the mouth. That ain't no kiss.
I'm not going to get involved in that.
Kissing kids in the mouth. Yeah. When they're that old, no. Mm-hmm. You kiss, you might be able to get away with kissing babies in the mouth.
I don't even like that.
But, I mean, just because it's a baby.
Kids are nasty.
And grown people are too. So exactly. I really don't think you should be putting your mouth on any child. But whatever.
I won't get it.
That's what I'm going to say. Yes. He's holding her like. He gripped that part.
Yeah, that's the part where I was like, hey.
Boy, I was just like, nigga, yeah. There you got, I mean, y'all dressed alike.
Like I said, them people nasty. They
yeah,
sick.
Man, you just dress, you want your son to be your man, and that's not how it works.
Yeah, find his daddy.
And like Dr. Bracer said, this nigga ain't gonna be no good to nobody in life.
Yeah, it's, that picture, like, the kissing on the mouth thing, it's not what I do in my house, in my family, but I'm like, you know, parents express love for their kids. Y'all do that shit differently. I'm not sweating that. When he cupped her ass though and was leaning on her titty, I was like, hey man, that's his girlfriend, yo. That's his girlfriend.
Like, bro, on some R. Kelly shit. Like R. Kelly said he was in love with his mama and shit. Like he on that. Like I bet you that nigga love to see his mama naked, nigga. I bet he'd be like, oh shit, I'm naked.
Go ahead.
I said, most kids, you know, that's the most horrifying sight. You walk in on your mama naked. You like, oh, shit. Like, oh, yeah. That nigga there, he probably like, oh, shit, mama about to take a shower. Let me go in there and take a shower with mama. You know what I'm saying?
She probably coming.
Yeah.
I absolutely promise that when she picks him up from school, he be like, watch me kiss my girl. I bet you he tell his niggas, watch this shit.
He just slapped his mama on the butt before.
Of course. Of course.
Mom, you need lotion on your legs.
I bet you when her boyfriend come over, he kiss her in the mouth. Like the son be like, nah, nigga, this is my house.
He probably walk jealous out the room. Of the boyfriend come around.
Yeah, he be like, oh yeah, let me walk out here with my nuts hanging. Let me show you who house this really is. Watch mama ain't gonna trip, nigga.
Only mama, one of us that I dick out here. Fuck boy
ass nigga.
He's sleeping in the room. He probably still sleep with his mom.
Especially when the boyfriend come over.
Oh, have you ever slept in the bed with your parents? All right, no,
not that I can remember. So I was too young when I did it.
Okay,
that shit don't count.
Just me then, huh?
I slept in bed with my grandmother, nigga. That was the best sleep I ever had in my life.
Hey, Hey, I used to leave a bed marker on my nigga. I ain't gonna lie, nigga. One day I was like, nigga, I'm too old for this shit. And that's
it. We were visiting my mom. She's, you know, I talked about my grandmother before. Mississippi, old shack house. I've never felt a bed that soft in my life, nigga. I still don't know. That bed must be made out of clouds. But I got in that bed and I was sleep so fast, nigga. Oh my God. I was a kid and I was like, yo, it's 8 o'clock. It's time to go to sleep. Grandma's bed is the best shit ever, nigga. But I'm not kissing my grandma in the mouth. We didn't do that shit.
Nah, hell nah. Mm-mm.
That shit gotta stop. Old people like don't do that, bro.
I'm just saying, man. I don't want an old person kissing me, bro.
Old people breath stain.
Yeah, like it's just like it's life. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like you can't have fresh breath and you like 70 years old. Like, nigga, no, it's impossible. Like, mm-mm.
Wait. What's the age when your breath automatically stinks every day?
62.
Same time you get that check, your breath starts stinking.
So if a nigga break out the AARP card, it's over. That nigga, you can't have no conversation.
Maybe 3 feet. Yeah, I work with an old nigga that's smelling like ass. Old people that, like, and everybody at the job know it. Yeah. He like to whisper to you, like, oh, come on.
She said his mouth smell like ass.
Cause I really want to ask him, what the hell does he do with his mouth?
Brush your teeth with, goddamn.
Shit logs.
I had a dude, one of my teachers in high school. I won't say his name, but I'll tell y'all off air. I'm not going to do it. Probably. No, he's not dead. He's still alive. And the name is so unique that they still, like, if you say his name, it's only that nigga. Like, it's him. Okay. He used to have coffee and orange juice in the morning.
Oh, God. That combination right to stop. You have to say no more, sorry. Coffee and orange juice?
His stomach should be jacked up, too.
Nigga, his shit used to bounce off the paper.
God.
Like, I was like, oh, my God, nigga. I can't, Let me sit in the back of the class. Oh, shit.
One of my bosses at work, man. Same way. Nice lady. She play fantasy football and everything. But you do not need to talk to me first thing in the morning. I'm just going to say it. Like, you need to go get some, chew some gum or something. Hi. When she hits you that first hi, nigga, your eyebrows just fucking curl the fuck up. And I just be like, ooh, shit.
They got to know that shit, right? You like, they got to know it. You got to know your breath smell like that.
I think old people don't give a fuck. I think they just like, oh, they feel like they can do anything, bro. Like, they shit on themselves. They stink. They say what they want to. Like, old people don't give a fuck. That's why I really can't wait to get old, so I can not give a fuck either. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, yo.
You know,
like,
they got
tired of taking a shower every
day. Oh.
Really, nigga?
It's a great segue. Apparently, that's not a bad thing. So you're not, allegedly, and I don't know who this was online, but I'll go ahead and take a guess that it wasn't anybody that looked like the three of us, said that they could take, you don't have to take showers every day.
It was a black girl. It was a black girl, so all right.
Really?
Yes.
Like, her name capital B black?
She looked like those, the black people that hang with white people, like, you know what I'm saying?
Well, she nasty anyway.
She was just like,
damn.
I'm trying to find it. It was like, Caesar is dead. That was her Twitter name. Caesar is dead. Let me see if I can find it. Caesar.
If you Google that you don't need to shower every day, there have been multiple articles about this. Huffington Post did a story about this shit too. And apparently, your body is what this doctor says. Dr. C. Brandon Mitchell, who works at George Washington University, your class smell like asshole. He says, your body is a naturally well-oiled machine. A daily shower isn't necessary.
Isn't necessary?
Yeah.
That's what he said.
So let me ask you a question. So if it's not, because we were talking about it. That's why I was like, I knew we was talking about it. Where is it at? We were like,
and your hygiene is not just something you do for you, you do for other people. Because you might be okay with being stank, but if you got to go in the public,
Yeah,
you need to wash.
She said it's excessive as hell to shower every day. Wash your genitalia every day, yes, but a full-blown shower, no. That's what her thing, and let me see, because I tagged saw right in it. Now, all the guys, because we were just joning on it.
The same time it take you to wash between your legs, it'll take you to jump in the shower and hit them same hot spots.
You need to wash it. I mean,
I'm just saying, if you so pressed for time.
Because some people said, well, people with mental illnesses, it's hard for them to wash every day.
Why?
I don't know. I need to ask somebody that's with mental illness. Like, why you can't wash your ass? Like, what is it? Why is it such a chore for you to wash every day?
Is it the trauma?
I don't know what it is. She said, it's literally not necessary to shower every day, and it's bad for your skin. Like,
that's why you buy lotion.
I mean, what exactly? They make, like, if eczema is a side effect I got to deal with to stay, you know, clean, I deal with that. But I'm not going to sit around here. And somebody said, no wonder my grandmother Jamaica skin, she don't wash every day. That's why her skin is glowing. No, that's motherfucking phone coming out her motherfucking ass. That skin not glowing.
That's ridiculous. That's
when dirt. You have, you're supposed to have 4 layers of skin. When you got 17, I imagine that top layer is pretty shiny. You got to get rid of those dead cells, bruh. There's no reason. Nah, bro. I can't. Like, and people do that shit at the gym. Like, the idea is that if you go to the gym, you're funky. No, if you wash your ass, sweating doesn't automatically make you stink. However, if you go to the gym funky and you get funkier, your ass should have took a shower before you come to the gym. There's no reason for me to walk in and automatically smell your arms. There's no reason for that shit, bro.
You've been working out 10 minutes, would smell like you've been working out 2 days. Like, yeah, you got problems.
Right. Like, nigga, you just got on the treadmill. Why do I smell you?
You looking like pig pen out here in this motherfucker. Because
like, people do that.
All right, to the Queen. Millions.
And millions.
And millions.
All right. Have fun.
This is actually what happens. People wake up in the morning because it's that early morning workout, and they straight roll up in the gym and work out and then go take a shower. Like, well... No, nigga, I shower before I go to the gym, and then I shower after the gym. It's at least 2 showers a day. And then if I take a shit, that's my 3rd shower.
So, whoa. Well, I don't go to.
Go like, for it. Opinion,
like, I have to shit before I get in the shower, because if I take a shower and then I got a shit, I will hold my shit for, like, at least 6 to 8 hours. Because I'm like, I want to be fresh. Like, I walk around grumpy as fuck because I got to take a shit. And I just don't want to do it. Like,
yeah, so that's part of my routine. Not that y'all really want to know this much about Saul, right? But when I wake up in the morning, it's shit. Then I take a shower. Then I get dressed. I go to the gym. I come back home. I take a shower. And then if I got a shit later on in the day, heaven forbid it's a day where I got to take 2 shits, then I'm taking another shower.
You're supposed to take a shit after you eat. If you eat 3 times a day, you're supposed to shit 3 times a day.
I don't know about that. That sounds a little
Serious. I'm serious. That's regular. That's called regular.
Like, that sounds a little excessive.
Yeah, I know people that only shit like once every 4 or 5 days, and that shit is amazing. Like, how do you do it? Like, yeah, I'm sick. If you're not shitting every day, something wrong with you.
Yeah, if I miss a day of shit, I'm like, what's wrong? At that point, I'm usually trying to figure out some artificial fiber or something to take. Something's not right. I go
to McDonald's. I just go to McDonald's. I'm like, I know that's gonna make me shit. Like, I know
McDonald's makes you shit.
Man, McDonald's make man, bro. I'm not even finished. I could go buy a double cheeseburger right now, bite into that motherfucker 3 bites, and before that 4th bite, my stomach like, oh, oh. That McDonald's boy, like, I'm telling you, man. That's why I'm like, man. I only get apple pies and fries from McDonald's now. I do not eat their burgers and none of that shit because it's a waste of money. Best laxative you can buy, though.
God damn. So please, everybody, take your showers. If you want to be a funky motherfucker. I had a really bad reaction to some deodorant. I forgot what deodorant it is. I tried to be smart and stray away. It was probably some Hotep shit. And I tried it, and it immediately gave me like a boil under my armpit. The only way to get that shit out of my system was to just air dry that bitch. 3 days, no armpit touching. My armpits hurt. Mm. I don't imagine how you could go a long time without washing your ass. Because that 3 days, my armpits was on flame.
Ugh.
And it smelled horrible. And I didn't do shit. I wasn't going to the gym. I was just at home. Huh?
So what's the longest you done went without bathing that you can remember? Like, I ain't talking about when you kick it. Everybody was a dirty little kid. Probably went like a week without taking a bath. But that's a story for another day.
I went 2 days. And that was when I lived in Atlanta. 2 days in Atlanta, and my power got cut off. I was a college student. Mm. And that was it. So after 2 days, I said, fuck it. It's cold showers and candles. And that's what I did. That was the best I could do. That was some quick ass showers. But I was like, I got to get this soap in here. So I just braved it. What about you?
Well, I'm being real. Shit, nigga. Queen, the kids was going out of town, nigga. I was home by myself, man. I'm talking about, I probably went about, man, I ain't have to go to work, I ain't have to do nothing. So it was just like, I probably went about 4 days. Mm. And then one day I was sitting there playing the game and I was like, woo, god damn. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Like, you gotta go.
Yeah, I was just like, man, I was sitting there like, guys, those my nuts I'm smelling? Like, Jesus Christ. I was just like, wow, boy, I just felt so grungy, nigga. Like, and man, bro, I'm talking about I left like 3 rings around the tub and I took a shower. Like,
that Fomunda cheese, bro. That Fomunda cheese will get you. Even when I had to do the airport, the armpit thing, I was still taking showers. I just couldn't hit the pits. But when I was in Atlanta, it was 2 days, nigga. I said, fuck it. And after that, the chick I was with, you know, I could take a shower at their house. But that, I don't understand how people do that shit, bro. I'm not, and I think I have a complex about it too, because I'm a big nigga. I don't want to be the big funky nigga. So I make sure that I wash my ass and put on cologne and shit like that, deodorant. I don't take those chances.
That's my number one, because I don't want to be like, I've been in line and smelt a fat nigga or a person that stank, and I was just like, God, that'll mortify me being him. Like, you know, even sometimes I might look dirty, I'm clean though. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, if I just got through football practice and I'm sweaty and shit, like, I don't give a fuck smell like sweat. Nigga, you see what I got on. Like, I just left practice, the gym, something looking like that. That's cool. But regular clothes and you stink, man? Nah, man. That's unacceptable, bro. Unacceptable.
Nigga, I don't look. When you a big dude, there's certain shit that you don't want to be seen with. Like, so I have, and this is, I'm pulling back the curtain a little bit, right? I'm pulling back the curtain. There's a t-shirt in my car right now that I keep in my car every day. In case I go and get something to eat and I spill something on my shirt, I got to change my shirt. Mm. I don't want to be the fat, sloppy nigga.
With food stain on the shirt.
Yeah, next time, when you see a big dude with food or a big person with food on his shirt, you automatically be like, that slob. That's automatically what people say. So I just keep a shirt in the car.
Damn, boy. See, it's all right. That's what me and you differ. I don't give a fuck. Because 9 times out of 10, I usually spill something on my clothes. I don't understand how it happens. I really don't. But I don't, I mean, whether it's fucking honey mustard, I'm going to spill something on my, I hate, that's why I don't like, if I'm going out, I ain't getting nothing to eat, bro.
Nope. No white t-shirts, none of that shit. I don't fuck around with none of that shit, bro. Because I know the moment, I don't even know the last time I bought a white t-shirt. Because I know the moment I put it on, it's going to get dirty, and then I look like the big nigga with a dirty shirt. And I just don't want to be that dude. Is that all we got on the list today?
Yeah, that's it. Because, you know, ain't no TV talk, no sports talk. So that's all the main topics we're going to talk about. Unless you want to talk about what we were talking about before the show started, about the nigga selling the Fugazis.
That was more a story about being done wrong by your niggas. I will say, before I get into that, Black Ink comes back tonight.
Hey,
so, we'll see how long this shit lasts, because I don't watch Black Ink in Chicago.
Is Duchess still gonna be on there?
I didn't see Duchess in the preview.
How can you have a show without Duchess?
I don't know that she's not on the show. I don't know that she's not on what? She's the antagonist.
Oh, excuse me. I went to community college. Excuse me.
I was gonna say, I don't think that show has a protagonist. Everybody is negative.
Oh, so I don't think pro is a good thing.
Yeah, pro is the good guy. Antagonist is the bad guy.
Gotcha. Anti-pro, got it. Okay, good. Yeah. Update the database real quick.
I don't think any of those motherfuckers are protagonists.
So I'm an antagonist of the Nappy Afro?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
GQ Blue's a protagonist?
Absolutely.
Gotcha. Yeah. Hey, man, GQ Blue said some mean things to me yesterday. He said I was hazing him on Earthkid episode. I'm just like... I was like, gee, man, what? Hey, bro, hey, man. I learned some things about the old King Jern. Old King Jern was a piece of shit, okay? Like, I'm just going to go on and say, yo, if you was a fan of me 5 years ago, you ain't shit either. You know what I'm saying? Because, I'm going to bring it up to y'all why I say this, but then, I learned a lot about myself last night from my friends. Like, he said I used to haze him on early episodes. Like, I'm not the one. Like, we was episode 50 last night, and episode 50 was like when I just went back and listened. I mean, I laughed my ass off. I was like, yo, these niggas is really funny. You know what I'm saying? But it was us, so you know what I'm saying. But GQ, man, you know, he was like, that's when GQ was first coming to the site, because I remember Saul Wright was like, you kept saying the, what's the little word you was using? The it was like the try something, the trifecta, try something, you kept saying.
Hey,
you like,
know, who knows?
He was like, and GQ Blue. Like, GQ Blue wasn't Natfro gang yet. He wasn't the four, you know, we had four of us, it was still three, and G was the new nigga. But I mean, I didn't think I used to haze him, man. Like, damn, man. I was like,
you haze.
Thank you.
Don't do that. You currently haze us. All of us still get hazed by you.
I told y'all, what did I take? What's my number one rule? If I don't pick on you, I don't like you.
Don't like me then, nigga.
I know. I got sorry. That's the only way I know how to show affection, man. Like,
don't show me no affection. Don't show me no affection.
I could sit there compliment, like, yo, sorry, man. Those shoes are dope, man. That shouldn't be boring, man.
There's an in between. You don't have to always be a jerk.
No, I have to. It's just like, I don't know. I don't know, man. This is my go-to, man. Golly, man.
Fucking Biff from Back to the Future. You're Biff. Why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
What's the brother name on Weird Science? The older brother,
Chet. Yeah.
God, man, shout out to watching movies and shit, man. The Weird Science episode was amazing.
It's a great movie. It's a great movie.
Great movie. So I'm waiting for watching movies and shit to talk about. See, that's what watching movies and shit was supposed to be about. One movie. Like, each episode was about one movie. That's all it was supposed to be about. I don't know what happened to it. I mean, I don't think they recorded anymore. But, you know, shout out to watching movies and shit, man.
Hey, man, we had the Mighty Empire is falling. You know what I'm saying? It hasn't fallen, but it's falling. At one point, we had
podcast is the best show, and it's the only show. Like, we tried to tell them niggas that when they were trying to have a little podcast wars, who's still standing, niggas? That's all I want to know.
I can't argue with that one. I can't. We almost lost the Frocast too. This is part of the conversation yesterday too. We almost lost the Frocast. We almost lost the whole fucking website too.
Yeah,
but I digress. If so, the situation that happened with the shoes, I'll just keep it brief so we can get to the winners and losers and get up out of here. And to keep it 100. If it's the four of us, it's me, you, GQ, and B-Eazy, and we all row together, we all collect shoes. Mm-hmm. And then I go ahead and I sell you some shoes, Jerm. Okay. And because of a certain situation, let's say for whatever reason, you can't go to a certain spot where you always go to get your shoes. So now I become the dude that gets you shoes. I'm like, look, bro, I got you. I get you some shoes. Number one, you're not going to think that I'm selling you fake shoes because I'm your nigga. I'm your nigga. And then I've been supplying you shoes for a couple months. And then you go to a shoe convention and you let people know, look, I got these very rare shoes. They cost me about $1,000 to get. Look at them. And somebody sees them and is like, yo, I think those are fake. And the person that says that tells GQ. So GQ goes back and tells you, those are fake.
Damn.
At that point, once you find out they're fake and GQ told you, and y'all tell Big Easy, I should be getting my ass kicked.
Or at least get my money back.
Or at least get the money back and probably still get my ass kicked.
I wouldn't kick your ass. I'd be like, yo, if I ask for my money first and then you start talking, you start stuttering about my money, then you're getting hands.
On the principle that you deceived me and I'm supposed to be your homeboy for months and for money, I can't fuck with you no more. You shouldn't fuck with me at all no more.
Nah, I wouldn't. Nah. I mean, it'd be like, man, you know. I mean, I joke about it. Like I said, if you pay my money back in good faith, I mean, A, I would never buy any more shoes from you, and then I would clown you forever. Like, shit, you better watch that shit. You know, so I don't care fuck what it was. So I write to say some fake Whataburger. So, you know, it's probably fake. You better watch it. You know, check the. But, I mean, you know, it depends on how much history we have, but we could never do business again. Never. You burn me once in business, that's all we do. Like, we can't do business no more. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, this is how it is.
I got to throw the whole nigga away. I got to throw the whole nigga away.
Yeah, because, I mean, just think, your pride hurt. You at a convention, nigga, like, yo, that shit's fake, nigga. Then you like, oh, niggas throwing tomatoes and shit at you because you got fake shit. Man, hell no, nah, man.
I got to throw the whole nigga away. If it was the four of us and you sold me some fake shoes and you knew they were fake And I found out from some other niggas, I can't fuck with you no more. And furthermore, if them niggas, if GQ and Easy still fuck with you, I can't fuck with them either.
Damn.
Because you allowed me to get duped out of some cash and that I trusted you for. I can't trust you no more, and I can't trust y'all niggas for fucking with them.
Damn. That's fucked up. $1,000, just one pair of shoes, $1,000?
One pair of shoes was $1,000. Nigga, one pair of shoes was $1,000. They were fake, and he paid them in installments. So you slow fucked this. Yeah, you slow fucked this nigga out of $1,000.
God, man, you know some shoes bad. You got to pay installments on the motherfuckers. And God,
because you ain't got it. Like if it's some Dornbecker fives, which is a shoe that I really want, a pair of Dornbecker fives, Dornbecker.
Let me look these up. Dornbecker fives. What kind of shoes?
It's a Jordan 5.
Oh, Jordan. Okay.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah. My bad. Yes. It's the Jordan Dornbecker 5. I apologize. You was like, what the fuck? Yeah. Jordan Dornbecker 5.
Is that a Dornbecker? Yeah.
Yeah. Becher.
Okay.
So this shoe is probably about $1,000. Like a shoe in really good condition with the box and the fucking black light and all that shit is at least $1,000. I can't pay $1,000 up front for anything.
Who the fuck is this?
I don't have
it. Hold on. Does it got the number on the side, like 31 and 9?
Yeah, it's got a number on the side, and it's a navy blue shoe.
Okay. Are they glowing in the dark?
Yeah, they got a black light. So when you see the black light, that's when you see the 3M.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's a cool little gimmick shoe, and you know y'all know what the Dornbecker shit is. Y'all can look that shit up. But the shoe itself is dope to me. It's at least $1,000 for a decent pair. I can't pay that kind of money up front. But now if Germ said I got the plug on those, I can get you a pair. All right, cool. I'm going to go ahead and front them or whatever that situation was, because I don't know the backstory of that part of it. But to get them, I'm going to pay you three times, $325 or $330, so I can get the money up to get these shoes to equal $1,000. Every 2 weeks, I'm sliding you $330, and then I get them and they fake, nigga. That's egregious as fuck.
Let me ask you a question: do you still want these shoes?
See, I don't even like how you asking me that.
No, I'm saying because I'm looking. Is Flight Club is that a good place for shoes?
That's the overpriced place for shoes. Yes.
Okay, they got these at $1,300, and you can make payments at $114.29 a month. You can get these shoes, all right.
I'm not doing that.
That's a damn 12 years. You can pay for these shoes over a year.
Right, you're gonna pay another $300 or $400 for the shoe. I'd rather just wait and get $1,000 and then pay for them. But you can finance the shoes.
Damn.
For my Air size. Jordan
5 Retro T23 Tokyos.
That's the Tokyos, nigga. $3,000. I know a nigga who got the Tokyos, bruh. He got a legit pair of Tokyos. I don't know what the fuck he did to get them, but I know he got them. And I know they legit. Right. Much props to you, brother. But if you look at this, so this is a firm payment program for.
Yep, that's what it's called, too.
So if you use a firm at $175.83 for 12 months, you're paying $2,109.96. Because the shoe price is $2,000. So when you compare that to the $2,000, that's not much. But who wants to be on the hook for an Accord note for a year for a pair of shoes?
Damn, where they go? They can't repo the shoes, can they? I mean, I'm like, nigga, fuck you, nigga. I got these shoes on my feet, so nigga.
I dealt with a firm before for a bed that I bought. And I think it's linked directly to your bank account. So you don't really have an option.
Oh, you had no option, yeah.
Yeah, it's just what about come out of your payment.
Air Jordan 5 Oregon Ducks, $8,000.
There's some shoes out there. Look at the Eminem 4s.
Is that the Carhartt times Eminem?
Yep. It's a $30,000 shoe.
$15,000?
17 is low. That must be a used pair.
15,000 plus is what it say.
Yeah.
It's the black with gray and white bottom?
Yep.
Eminem, what? I don't want no shoe with Eminem on it.
Yeah, look at the size 12.
Jesus Christ, this is fucking disgusting.
The shoe game, it was a pair. The shoe game is out there. It was a dude at SneakerCon. He had a pair of the Michigan It's a Michigan collab on the same shoe. It's a Jordan 5. It's a blue suede Michigan. And he was like $5,000. And I was like, look, nigga, you really walking around here trying to sell a shoe for $5,000?
Look, a firm is asking for $1,300 a month, nigga, for them shit.
And that's if you get approved for the whole amount. Sometimes, depending on your credit, you don't get approved for the whole amount. So you'll still have to put down $3,000 or $4,000, and then they finance the rest.
What is an Air Mag?
Oh, those are the Marty McFly shoes.
Back to the future. Okay. I was like, this is $40,000.
Yeah, that's still lowballing, because I think the original ones is like, I think they were going for like 90.
Now this is more of my liking right here. Air Jordan 4 Retro OG White Cement, $165. Sign me up. Why I can't get a firm on that?
Because you should have $165, nigga. That's why.
But what if I don't, man? I'm going to put that shit on payment plan, man.
But wait, what size? $165? That's like a fetus size. That's not your size.
Let me go back. Nigga said that's like a fetus size.
That's not your size, dude. You need like a 12 or 13, I think. That's going to be like $400.
Let's see what they say, what the size is. Oh, okay. Now that's different.
Yeah.
Dude. Yeah, okay. Now I busted up to 370.
Yeah.
Oh, look, 375. I get these for $32 a month from a firm. Hey, all right. See, it's all right to put me on to something now, boy. Hey,
Jerry,
I
buy shoes, have all I can shoes. Make
payments on.
He go, nigga, Jerry, I'm gonna have all right, shoes.
Can I get on Talking Kicks? Can I get on Talking Kicks?
No. I already know it, because you're going to be Jerby wearing everything. No, you're not going to fuck it up. No.
Man, I got these Odell Beckham Basquiat 3s.
Stupid
those
shit.
Are fake. How do you know it's all right? Because.
there's no Odell Beckham Basquiat shoes. Do your keep it 100, man.
Oh, man. My keep 100, man. It's kind of like two parts. Oh, no, it's not two parts. It's two parts. First part is the hood. It has finally caught on to cryptocurrencies. And if you know any hood niggas and you start seeing on your Facebook hood niggas talking about, hey, you know anything about Bitcoin? God, niggas. Like, niggas talk about Bitcoin like the shit just came out last year and shit. No, Bitcoin been around forever. You know, we kind of fucked up here in that BIPRO because according to B-Eazy, he had some Bitcoin a couple years ago and he sold it for $2. You know what I'm saying?
I really think we need to excommunicate B-Eazy.
I mean, then, because I'm thinking, like, all this time, we should have been telling people just pay us in Bitcoin. Like, right now, we would be fucking millionaires, bruh. Fuck. So we missed the curve. Like, people, do not go out there and put $200 on a Bitcoin, $400. No, stop. The shit's going to crash. You're going to lose your fucking money. If you're not already in, leave the fucking shit alone.
I don't understand how that shit works. I don't understand. So if you buy into something now, if you buy something for $200, you only lose the $200, right? If it goes belly up.
Yeah, it goes. You lose $200. And then because you buying it because, like, one Bitcoin is now, like, what, about $8,000, $10,000? Like, right. One whole coin. So you get, like, a little piece of a coin. Like, your $400 ain't getting you shit. You know, so back when Bitcoin was like $20, $80, that's when you should have been buying it. Because can you cash out with Bitcoin, or you just got to save Bitcoin?
That's why the shit didn't take off for so long, is because it wasn't backed by shit. Now that the Japanese have gotten into it and they're fully backing it and they're allowing you to use it to buy shit now, that's why the value skyrocketed. Because now people are allowing you to check out with that shit. Before, you had Bitcoin and you couldn't do nothing with it. Well, nobody taking the Bitcoin for a fucking thing. But now you can check out with that shit. I think even, I want to say it's Square retailer is allowing you to use Bitcoin to buy shit. So niggas is out here balling because now they got all this shit they built up. Now I can use it.
Yeah, because I remember it was like a shady market with it. Like, you had to get with a Bitcoin dealer and you had to go find a nigga that would buy your Bitcoin. He'd give you some cash for your Bitcoin, but you know what I'm saying? It was just like, you know, but now them niggas caking because they like, yo, I'll buy your Bitcoin, I give you cash for it. And so now the market is crazy. So listen, people, stay away from that shit or do your research before you get in the game. But niggas, like, shit gonna crash sooner or later. Like, all good things come to an end. And like, there's no way that the, like you said, the Japanese in it, but too many money markets, like, niggas gonna be using Bitcoin for the wrong thing. Like, niggas gonna be buying babies, drugs, paying for hitmen. I'm serious, man. The shit about, like I said, it's been used for years for the dirty shit. And so, I mean, it's just amazing. So, stay away from Bitcoin. And another thing, I was on Facebook the other day, and I was in a post, and some dude used the F word. I'm not talking about the fuck or, no fuck. You know what I'm saying, anything else. Yeah, not fuck. He said the other F word, the other six letter F word. Starts with T and has aggo in between. Yeah. So, you know, old King Germ wasn't even bad at the eye. New King Germ was like, you know what? That hate speech is not tolerated anymore in 2017. Wow. So I reported his fucking ass to motherfucking Facebook, and I guess
you snitched on him.
I didn't snitch. I reported him to Facebook.
You snitched on him.
So they did their little investigation about it, and they end up banning him. You know what I'm saying, for a couple days. So he gets on his other page, comes back to the post, and is like, "Yo, somebody in this post reported me." And then the person who made the post is like, "Reported you for what?" He was like, "I don't know. Did it say who did it?" "Nah, they didn't say." "Well, whoever did it, I need to unfriend them because I can't have friends like that." So you can have friends that say the F word, mm-hmm. but not friends that, you know what I'm saying? Come on. So it's just like, people, listen, man. It's 2017, man. We live in a PC society now. You can't just be throwing the F word all around willy-nilly, man. All right? I'll listen to the Frocast, old Frocast, and I'm like, we used to do the same thing. But we have changed. We have shown growth. We are progressive now. You know what I'm saying? We are in with the times. We're going to be on the right side of history when shit dropped down. And, you know, I got to thank that site for showing me that way. You know, because, you know, before that site, I didn't really have too many interactions with people that didn't really, you know, gel with the way I live. And so, you know what I'm saying? So, but being on that site, I got to talk to different people from different walks of life. And that kind of changed my opinion on certain things, and you know, one of those things is saying that word. You know what I'm saying? So yeah, people, just be careful when you do that, because you never know who you might offend or who's watching, especially if your page is public. You don't want to, your real name is on your Facebook. Like, Facebook is for your family and friends. It ain't like Twitter and the other little places where you can be anonymous. Like Facebook, you usually use your real fucking name, so you don't want stuff like that attached to your real fucking name. You know what I'm saying? So just be careful with that, people, man, because niggas out here snitching. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, because you just snitched.
I didn't snitch. I reported him.
You just snitched, though. You was probably talking about shit.
Let's get the snitching thing. We went over this. Thought again for the year ends. Snitching is snitching when you are, if me and Saul Wright is doing dirt, I get caught and I say, "Well, Saul Wright was there too." That's snitching, okay? Mm-hmm. I'm trying to get out of trouble by telling on you. You might not got caught, but I did, but I'm bringing you into that snitching. Or if I'm selling drugs, it's all right selling drugs, it's all right making more money than me selling drugs. So I call the police, like, "Yo, the niggas on 6th Street selling drugs. Look for the nigga with the Yeezys on. Nigga, that's him." That's snitching. You know what I'm saying? Me being a concerned citizen, it's all right live across the street from me selling dope out his house, and I call the police and say, "Yo, it's a nigga across the street from me selling mad drugs." That's not snitching.
I don't disagree. It just sounds a lot more fun to call you a snitch.
I know. I mean, you know, I can live with that. I get it, man. I get it, man. But yeah, man.
Winners and losers this week. Who you got for a winner?
I ain't got a win. I think about my winner, but I know who my loser is. My loser is Rob Gronkowski for taking a cheap shot on a player this week. They only gave him a one game. Like, dude was already on the ground. Now, Gronk, you know, mm-hmm. he plays offense, so the other guy was on defense. He was already laying on the ground. Gronk kind of, like, loaded up on this nigga and, boom, threw himself, like, into the man back. The man had knocked him out of the game. The dude had a concussion. And, I mean, he could have seriously hurt the dude. You know what I'm saying? And Gronk, they only gave him a one-game suspension for that, but for purposely trying to injure somebody. Now, Gronkowski got a game for that. Juju Smith-Schuster got a game for I mean, he got suspended a game for throwing a cheap block on, excuse me, a crackback on Vontaze Burfict. You know what I'm saying? But Perfect kind of deserved that, you know what I'm saying? But that shouldn't have been a one-game suspension. Crabtree and Tlaib got a game for fighting each other. Now, the difference of this is the other two incidents were in the game. This shit Gronk did, he should have been suspended for fucking 6 games, dog. That shit is not needed in the game. I know you're on your little sabbatical against football, but if you would look that up, the shit was fucked up. You know what I'm saying? He should have been thrown out.
I watched it. I still watch ESPN, so I got to see it. And that's why my winners definitely related to this topic. My winners are Kevin Blackstone and TK, Tony Kornheiser, because they both called it. They talked about how the league is harsher, and they talked about basically sports. They harshly punish black people and brown people for shit than they do white folks. Mm. And so when Blackstone brought it up, I wish he would have replied to my tweet, because he said that there was a whole study done where they looked at the occurrences and black people are punished more harshly across all sports. And then TK brought it up first on Around the Horn. He was like, yo, if this had been a black person doing it to a black person or a black person doing it to a white person, he would have got 2 games or 3 games off tops. Gronk only got 1 game. He was like, that's fucked up. He didn't say fucked up, of course. But I agree with him. So they my winners this week for pointing that shit out. But I saw that shit. And he could have broke that nigga's neck. The way he jumped on his neck, he could have broke his shit.
I mean, that shit, like, I mean, he started chopping in place and boom. And I was like, what is this nigga doing? Like, when I saw it on Red Zone, I was like, what the fuck is that? Like, he ain't get no flag thrown or nothing.
Nope. There wasn't even no flag in the game. They just let that shit ride out.
But yeah, this week, NFL, man, was fucking wild. You had motherfuckers, your boy Peters from the Chiefs, they threw a flag in the end zone. He picked the flag up and chunked it in the stands.
I saw that shit too.
That shit was funny as hell. Look, I'm going to say it now. The Steelers and Bengals do not need to play each other anymore. Like, they are trying to hurt each other. When them two teams play, like, it can't be prime time, because that's the shit football don't want you to see, is the Bengals and Steelers. I don't know what it is about these two teams. When they get together, it's always like the playoff game last year was fucking mayhem. You had Ryan Shazier getting caught off the field this year. Did he get feeling in his legs yet?
I don't know. They said he's got a spinal contusion.
Oh, my God.
He's got a bruise on his spine, bruh.
Yeah, kids, do not drop your head when you're making tackles, okay? Like, that's why we're reprogramming all the kids to not tackle. Like, when we grew up playing football, what did Coach tell you? Put your face in the numbers. Mm-hmm. That is wrong. Like, you can't do that no more, man.
Do you think that Juju's hit was a bad hit or was it a clean hit?
Nah, that was a Bengals-Steelers hit. Like, that's just what you come to expect in the game. Not a bad hit, but I understand why they're trying to get that out the game. I understand, because motherfuckers used to get laid out. And like I said, it used to be on NFL, big hits or jacked up or whatever. Like, the little NFL takes the bone-crushing hits of the year. They don't show that shit no more. Like, they don't want you seeing that. If you even look at it, the Play 60 thing, they don't talk about the Little League football no more. They all talk about nothing but flag now. Like, the NFL has, like, dialed it back with the tackle football. Like, this shit is funny, man, how what they're doing. So, I don't think it was a bad hit. I just think it was, you know, I get why he got, you know what I'm saying? I don't know. He shouldn't be suspended, but it shouldn't have been the same as the Gronk suspension. You know what I'm saying? Like, right. No way. You know what I'm saying?
When I looked at it, like, the head contact to me looked incidental, and it looked like it was a clean hit. Yep. It was a hard hit, but it was a clean hit. He hit him above. Mm-hmm. He hit him right below his chin, above his stomach. Like, there was it was a hit in the chest. You're gonna hit head because that's how you fucking, like, when you walk and falling over, your head is going forward.
Damn.
Yeah. That was your loser. I gave my winner. My loser would be the league. Y'all went ahead and re-signed that motherfucker to another. He got an extension.
Well, they had already agreed on the extension. It was just like they.
So what was the formality?
They agreed on the extension before they seen his demands. And after his demands, that's when they was like, oh, what? How is he asking for all that? Like, y'all agreed on the extension before. So, I mean.
Yeah. Y'all gave him the power. So that is what it is. You want to give my shout out so we can get up out of here? That's a lot of money.
$50 million a year. Roger Goodell makes $50 million a year. $50 million, and you want Yeah, you want health care for your whole family, use of the private jet. I was just like, yo, this nigga here, man. Mm-hmm.
Hey, you, a closed mouth don't get fed. So ask for it and they gave it to you, nigga. I'm not even mad at you. Give us a shout out so we can get the fuck up out of here.
Oh, man. Shout out to the nation, man. Shout out to Ruler Myself, Dr. Abrasive. Shout out to Rick James, bitch. Shout out to Pepe J from Be More, Steph from Be More, RT3. Stacks, MJ Money 9S, shout out to the staff, Be Easy, GQ Blue, Sorry, Short T.
Short T.
Yeah, and anybody else that fuck with us the long way, short way, and nowhere at all, man. Shout out. Oh, Papa Dash, Daughter Dash, all y'all, man. Shout out.
Hey, man, we made it another week, man. This is the Frocast for NappyAfro.com. Make sure y'all go to the store, store.nappyafro.com, buy a shirt. Help us out. We'd appreciate it. We will holler at y'all next time on another episode of the Frocast for NappyAfro.com. I'm your man, Saul Wright, a.k.a. the Black Alice B. Keaton, sitting in with King Germ, the most electrifying motherfucking podcasting today, yesterday, and forever. And we holler at y'all next time. NappyAfro.com, bitch. We out. Peace.
Peace.
This is the end of the show. Feel free to visit NappyAfro.com for more information. Or not. It's your loss.